Hey guys, in this podcast today, we are touching on the questions that we ask in our survey, and sometimes we don't get that response that we're looking for straight away. We need to go back and look at the questions that we're asking, and as a result, you get different answers. Guys, another real quick podcast for you today. I wanted to share with you guys. I've had a bit of a go over with the survey that I was putting out to my team and how I wasn't getting any feedback coming from it. And through speaking to some people, I had to really refine the questions that I was asking and how I was going about asking those questions. And once I took the time to think about those questions a lot more clearer, as in I knew what outcome I had and the language that I was using with what I have studied and know, how I was framing those questions was not in a way that the people and my target market wanted to understand that. And taking the time to speak to some people that were able to help me refine that has resulted in an great response that I was able to get from people, and they provided some great information. And what I found really interesting from the information that came back was it wasn't quite what I was expecting, and I have embraced that, and I can see what needs to be delivered as a result of taking that time to look at the questions that I was asking and then reframing them in a way that the target market would understand what I am asking in order to get the answer, so I know what I need to do with the business to move forward. And I think this is a fantastic step forward, and it just shows that when we go out to reach out to our target market, we're not going to get it right the first time, but what we are going to get is feedback. Now, that feedback does not define you. It means you need to go back and have a look at things, and you need to understand and find other ways of approaching it in order to understand what you need to do to move forward. And speaking to people that are in that field who want to help you, when I started reaching out to a couple of people, I was really quite shocked, I guess you would say, how many people were actually wanting to help and give me a bit more guidance. And so for me, that was one obstacle that I certainly overcame. And as a result of that, I had some great feedback, and I got a very clear direction that I need to move forward in order to create what I want to do product-wise with the service that I'm offering to the market. And as I have a look into the market, I can see clearly the direction that needs to happen. And I can see, and I'm beginning to see as I've gone out and done more research now, I can see where I can fill that space in order to not produce the same product as what everyone else is producing into the market. And that is a very successful outcome for what I am wanting to achieve with my service-based product that I'm bringing to the market. So very excited, and I am incredibly grateful for the people that took the time to fill out the survey and the people that took the time to work with me in order to ask better questions that helped my market. So thanks, guys. I really appreciate that. So I hope this is encouraging for you guys as well. You know, we're not going to get it right the first time, but we do need to take the time to reflect and reach out and ask for help when we can find it. All right, guys, I found that to be really helpful for me when I take the time to reflect on the questions that I was asking and reaching out to some people that were really open to wanting to help. I just needed to reach out first. So I hope that was helpful for you guys. It was certainly a great experience for me when I am creating this survey, and it shows what I need to do moving forward. And if you guys want to learn more or you want to connect, make sure you jump over to the Instas, the Facebooks, and onto the website. That's at mattsteer22. Or if you jump over onto the website, mattsteer.com.au, I will talk to you soon.